World Economic Forum, Australia's eSafety Commissioner calls for recalibration of human rights, free speech. By Joshua Klein on May 24, 2022. The Australian government's eSafety Commissioner called for a recalibration of the right to freedom of speech at the World Economic Forum, WEF, during its annual meeting which sees global elites from enterprise and government descend on the ski resort town of Davos, Switzerland. Speaking to the WEF panel on Monday, Commissioner Julian Mangrant spoke of the need to rethink various rights, including the right to free speech. "We are finding ourselves in a place where we have increasing polarization everywhere. And everything feels binary when it doesn't need to be," Inman Grant said. "So I think we're going to have to think about a recalibration of a whole range of human rights that are playing out online. From the freedom of speech to being free from online violence," she added. Australia's eSafety independent regulator, created following the passing of Australia's controversial Online Safety Act, is described as the world's first government agency committed to keeping its citizens safer online. The 52-year-old eSafety Commissioner, who was reappointed for a further five-year term by the Australian government earlier this year, also called for similar readjustments for the right of data protection in light of the right to child dignity. Inman Grant appeared last week on a panel, chaired by Representative Ro Khanna, DCA, of the far-left British think tank the Centre for Countering Digital Hate, CCDH, which has waged a campaign of pressure against Facebook to force the social media giant to clamp down further against conservative media. She is currently working with the White House Gender Policy Council as well as the Government of Denmark on the Global Partnership for Action on Gender-Based Harassment and Abuse. In response to the Commissioner's message, the House Committee on the Judiciary GOP account tweeted, "No." The response was echoed by the Young Americans for Liberty, YAL, organization. "No thank you. Not in America. Don't mess with our free speech here," wrote former Representative Joe Walsh, REL. "We like our First Amendment just fine, no matter how much recalibrating of free speech the rest of the world does," he added. The World Economic Forum thinking they have any right whatsoever to weigh in on limits to free speech is ridiculous, wrote former Democrat presidential candidate Marianne Williamson. "No you evil freaks, we will not be recalibrating anything," wrote Rubin Report host and free speech advocate Dave Rubin. The matter comes as the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, prepared to set up the recently paused Disinformation Governance Board intended to combat misinformation online. Word of the board sparked Republican outrage, with many comparing it to the Ministry of Truth that disseminated propaganda in the classic dystopian fiction novel 1984, while calling to defund it. The DHS paused the board's work last week amid questions concerning free speech. Earlier this month, the WEF's globalist architects of the Great Reset threw their weight behind the concept of central bank digital currencies, claiming that state-controlled cryptocurrencies will revolutionize the future of finance. Just days before the annual meeting in Davos, the WEF released a list of technologies that it believes will change the world by 2027, including such new world order staples as the metaverse and so-called green energy. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.